say can be done.
Well, 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 look who's getting some done. A year ago, who would have predicted that Canada's biggest heroes would have ended up being the demographic that still has the Shania Twain posters duct taped to their sleeper cabs? That's right, Canada's truckers. The unsung heroes responsible for delivering the clothes on your back, the food on your table every single day. Now they have the most important run of their lives. Our road warriors are delivering a giant load of bull marked return to sender, which they're personally dropping off at the pedicured feet of Canada's biggest hammer. That's just another way of saying a giant tool. And they're bringing back a trailer full of common sense. The part I love the most about all of this is that our incredible long haulers are shoving that Bobby Blackface into a corner so hard and so fast that now they've got him against the ropes. It's like watching a fight between Muhammad Ali and Michael Cera, or the Full House twins, or, well, let's be honest, JT, Justin Trudeau. They've got him in a box like Dracula on a sunny day in Vegas. Fancy Socks either doubles down and reveals his inner Stalin, or he backs off and looks weak but admits these false mandates have been subjective all along. I'm pretty sure this is the first time Trudeau's been brought to his knees since that time he saw Klaus Schwab at the Davos 2021. Now, I don't drink alcohol, but here's a shot glass for all you guys. So here's to all my 18-wheeled crusaders. Canada is so f***ing proud to stand with you as you shift into high gear for us. On behalf of all the Canadians and my family, we want to thank you so much, and we know you're missing your family so much right now. Our hearts are with you as you hunker down to get the job done. Make sure to give our industrious loser a taste of your mud flaps and get home as soon as you guys can. Watch the roads that say, "This way to a brighter Canada," because that's you guys that have led the way. And honestly, I wore my red and white today because I'm so proud of you guys. I know that I came to Mexico to give my kids a chance at freedom so that they can go to the movies, so that they can go out to a restaurant, so that they wouldn't feel the pressures of having to go get a shot that could kill them. And because of what you guys are doing, you guys are making it possible, at least giving us a chance to come back home so my kids can feel that freedom again, so that they can continue living the lives that they had, and they don't have to worry about going back to school wearing a mask. They don't have to worry about going to watch their cousins play hockey and needing a vax passport to be able to get into that arena. I just want to say, from my family, being here in Mexico, we miss home so much, but we are so proud of you. We cheer, we hoot, we holler every time we see the convoy. We have tears in our eyes, and you have made us proud to be Canadian once again. With much love from Mexico, thank you so much to every single trucker out there.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time.